Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Club 609 proudly presents the boy you know well, Bobby Dell.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for the clap. I'd love to give you all one back. You know, it's a pleasure to be here at this benefit for hard-up old maids. Don't laugh. This is a worthy cause. We're trying to raise money to buy these poor, hard-up old maids a new supply of candles. You see, when their lights go out, that's when they start to use them. And the lights have been going out a lot lately. So their candles have been taking a hell of a beating. They're worn down so thin, there's nothing left of them. Those poor girls would even take a big wick. Yeah, Slavs, that's not baby talk. I said big wick. Hey, buddy, you buckle-eye eater, you. You look like you've got a big-sized wick on you somewhere in the garage, the attic. Why don't you donate it to these poor, hard-up old maids, huh? What? Your wife needs it. Give it to her. Hope it burns our insides out, you dirty slob. That's what he is. Girls, come on, get with it. You've got to get in front of this thing. Take your candles out. And you men, give your big wicks. Keep them coming. Keep your big wicks coming in for this donation. And remember the slogan. Bigger, longer, fatter candles for poor, hard-up old maids. I thank you. Listen, I'm going to tell you what happened to me in the restaurant the other night. I was sitting in the drugstore next door to this restaurant. I was having a chocolate sundae, you know, with the crushed nuts. It was painful. It was really tough. And in walked this dopey broad. She goes up to the clerk and she says, I want to buy some of those things that men use so women can't have babies. The clerk said, okay, lady, what size? She said, ooh, they come in sizes. Mix them up. I'm going to a picnic. You must have been on that picnic river, huh? She got it. I don't know anything that happened. Girlie, listen, that's what you like, you little dirty slobs, you out there, huh? But I'm going to introduce you to our first guest who's really going to give it to you. Now, let's give him a clap. This guy really deserves it. Come on, everybody, get it up. Give him a clap. This is your nosy news reporter giving you the list of books that are the best sellers of the month. There's a book out now about Khrushchev. Oh, excuse me, I've got a frog in my throat. It's the first piece of meat I had all day. I'd love to shove it down his throat. The book, Khrushchev's Fury, by He Tore Her Tits Off. It shouldn't happen to you, Ann. And listen, if you men like mysteries, get this. Forbidden Ground by Mike Hunt. Slavs, that's Hunt, H-U-N-T. I watch my diction, and I always keep my vowels open. Well, now here's another book here. It's called Anxious Moments by I Am Coming. Nothing? He wrote that for his wife. Are you coming? No, you don't like that. But here's Fidel's new book. Castro Meets a Wildcat by Rip Ball. You like that, just love, don't you? Well, they should all make good reading. They should keep it, they should keep you up at night. Goodbye from your nosy news reporter. Girlie, you're goofy. Come on, get with it. You're no baby doll. Take your finger out of your mouth. The way to get started, you know. Next, you'll be asking for the real McCoy. And don't you laugh, slob. Nobody ever died from it. And you look like you live to 69. That's not an age. That's a little position, too, you know. I'll tell you what, kids. Both of you over there have a stiff problem on your hands. I suggest you go and consult Dr. Joy's sisters. In fact, you don't have to go anywhere. She's right here to perform for these poor, hard-up old maids. She, too, knows what it's like to be without a candle. Supper. Here she is, consulting Dr. Joy's sisters. Let's give her a kiss. Good evening. Thank you for joining me. This is Dr. Joy's sisters. My first letter is from a young man who spent his vacation on an Indian reservation. He writes, "Dear Dr. Sisters, on my vacation, I visited the Indian tribe of the Sweet Sioux. The young warriors there are known to have the biggest tomahawks in the land. And it's true, I examined all of them. But I fell for a young brave whose tomahawk was so big, he had to carry it in both hands. After I focused him with my big brownie, you must have seen him too, sir. He invited me into his stable to look at his buffalo. Then he threw me over the buffalo's back and made me ug like a bog, Indian style. I never knew the Sweet Sioux were Greek Indians. I fell under the buffalo and looked up. Now my problem is, I'm in love with the buffalo. Signed, sore and confused. Oh, that poor boy needs guidance. Dear sore and confused, don't feel guilty about falling in love with a buffalo. It's perfectly normal for people of your type to want the bigger things in life. My advice is, you take the buffalo, and I'll take the address of the Sweet Sioux with the big tomahawks." You better. "Tomorrow night I will answer a letter from a young lady who writes, 'Dear Dr. Joy Sisters, I find myself time and time again playing the college campus games, such as Eeny, Meeny, Hide the Weenie, Swallow the Leader, Hide and Go See. Would you please tell me if I am just oversexed or just plain horny?" "Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't think I can wait until tomorrow night to answer this young lady. I shall answer her right now. My dear young lady, you are both oversexed and horny. You must refrain yourself from playing these college campus games. On the whole, it's bad. You must divert your mind to other channels and play games that are less sensuous. There's a wonderful little game called Greek Leapfrog. You bend over, the boy starts to leap, but he never completes it. It hurts, but it's beautiful. Then you can also play Squatto in the Asparagus Patch. This may be a bit penetrating, but you will be tickled, and it should help. Good night. This is Dr. Joy's sister." Cameraman, this is Joyce. Are we off the goddamn air yet? We are. Come on, fellas, let's play some of those college campus games. Here we are. Thank you, Dr. Joyce, sisters. Wasn't she wonderful? She loves Daisy. Dr. Schmuckers, that's all you ladies ever talk about. It seems this broad I know was more on her doctor's couch than she was in her own bed. She was a test tube baby, an old douchebag. This is what she had to say about her doctor. "He might like a skeleton in the closet, but I'd rather have a bone in bed." "You have a player? Let me have an arpeggio and a pizza cazzo, if you don't mind." "That's good Italian food I eat every night, you dirty slob, you. Thank you, piano player." She said, "About a year ago, I was taken very sick and needed an examination real quick. This handsome doctor walked into my room. When he felt my pulse, I thought I would swoon. He's been taking care of me ever since. Now I've got the hot flashes for this prince. He doesn't bother to medicate my ills. His treatment does more good than his pills. When I see my doctor, he's willing and able to bend me over on an operating table. When I catch a cold traveling north to south, I keep his thermometer in my mouth. When he doesn't call on me, I'm way down in the dump. To keep him coming, I pull on his oxygen pump. Because I'm in love with my doctor. I've had rheumatism and neuritis, tonsillitis and colitis. He has treated me for typhoid and for mastoid. Poked my thyroid, poked my adenoids. And something that he called hemorrhoids. Ouch, that hurt. Everyone thinks I'm such a dope because I just love his stethoscope. But I can't help going for that doctor man. Oh, you should see the way he handles my bedpan. When I'm in his laboratory, I just can't wait till his finger starts in to manipulate. I don't know what it is, but I need what he's got. Could be the way he lays me on a hospital cot. Oh, yes, I'm in love with my doctor. He said to her, now bend over, dear. I'm going to give you an injection. With no needle? He must be a Greek. That's why I'm in love with my sexy doctor. Oh, doctor, another injection. That one reached my tonsils. More Vaseline, please.
Clap I've had in a long time. You're wonderful. I love each and every one of you. But you know, folks, I really wanted to get you those little wooden noisemakers. You know the kinds that you beat out on the table instead of applauding? But you see, the balls are for the men and the knockers are for the ladies. I was afraid you might start engraving each other's balls and knockers. There'd be a mess around here tonight. We'd probably wind up in some mad daisy chain. There's a daisy chain in there. Did you ever play the part of a telephone operator? Oh, it's wonderful in a daisy chain. Yes, you get plugged from both ends. It's well, here we are. Anne, did I hear you laughing back there? Isn't she a cunning stunt? Yeah, you look like one of those patriotic broads. So to you I say, yank my doodle, it's a dandy. Oh, for God's sake, where are we now? Well, if it isn't Big Dick. Big Dick is here.
Good afternoon, rock and rollers. This is your favorite disc jockey, Big Dick. All right, girls, stop squealing and squirming.
I'm going to give it to you. Here it is, Big Dick Picks of the Week. Songs that are being sung and danced to from New York to French Lick, Indiana. From California to Intercourse, Pennsylvania. Number four, this popped from 69 and four in 1 week. Fly spread disease, so keep yours zipped up, cha-cha-cha. And the number one tune all over the nation. He sawed his wife in half because he couldn't stand her whole. Well, rock and rollers, watch for this up-and-coming hit that's bound to make it. She ain't much of a wrestler, but you'll want to see her box. Not all, not all, her box reeks from locks.
Tune in next week when once more you will get Big Dick's Picks. Keep cool, cats, keep cool. Watch and tune in at the same time when Big Dick will have some more selections for you. Goodbye, cats.
Dick's productions come true, my dear. If they don't, he's going to wind up with his pick in his hand. You got your minds in the gutter again, you dirty slob. Oh, wait a minute. There's Dushina out there. That's her. That's that little girl there. They call her Dushy for short, you know. Honey, are you still the president of the Little Peter fan club? Oh, you are. How do you feel about Big Dick? You can't stand Big Dick. You love Little Peter? I don't blame you, Douchey. It's better to be tickled to death than choked. That's Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think we have another star. Quiet, come on out there. Stop goosing each other. Listen to this here. We have a wonderful star that's going to be here. She's going to give you all the dirt. It's Luella Parsnips. Let's give her a clap, too.
Ha ha ha.
Listen, you're a Hollywood reporter. Direct from Hollywood. The latest television news is that poor Hetty Burness lost her Eastinghouse program. She was caught opening and closing her box off camera. But she's happy about it. After all, how much can one poor girl open and close one poor box, even in Hollywood? She's been offered several programs by new sponsors, but she took excellence. Though I doubt her ability to hold it. It might mean a big movement. It's a good thing she didn't take consolidated gas, or there might have been a big explosion, and she could have blown out every picture tube in the United States. Even in Hollywood. Hatsusaki, Saki. I can never say that girl's name. Came to Hollywood and refused a part in the world of Susie's Wang. Wow. It was too big for her. But dear sweet Marilyn accepted. There's nothing too big for her, even in Hollywood. Lucille Testicle deserted television to open on Broadway. I hope she has a large opening. Thank you.
Miss Parsnip, you shouldn't have left. There's a lot of celebrities in the audience. Look, there's Christine Jorgensen, and she's sitting with Taboo the Elephant Boy. Christine, honey, is it true that you and Taboo are getting married? Oh, you can't. He went to Denmark to your doctor to have his trunk cut off. I suppose you'll be comparing snatches of conversation about your operations. Well, kids, a stitch here, a tuck there, and you're both ready for bango, right? Let's give them a little hand, too. Do you like kids' stories?
Huh? Yeah, I love them.
I love children, you know. I love children. I love them, but I can't bear them.
Oh!
Yes, it is. God knows I've tried for years, and all I wound up with is a tumor. It was terrible. But what the hell, you know, $1 million is $1 million, even if you get it in the end. You must be a Greek. You're always laughing over there, this fellow. Well, here's this little kid. I think it's cute. You may like it. This little kid was sitting at the dinner table with his parents, and he heard them complaining. They were always beefing. It seems like the mother was going to have another child. The father just lost his job. There was an $18,000 mortgage on the home. That's all they kept talking about was the $18,000 mortgage. That night when they went to bed, the kid heard the parents talking in the bedroom. He got up, put on his clothes, packed a suitcase, and was on his way out. The parents heard him. They ran to the top of the stairs and they said, "Jimmy." The mother said, "Where do you think you're going?" The kid said, "Listen, I heard you and Pop talking in the bedroom. I heard Pop saying to you, 'I'm pulling out now.' And I heard you say, 'No, don't. Wait for me. I'm coming, too. I'm not getting stuck with no mortgage.'" Wait a minute, you slob. That's not the whole of it. I'll tell you the rest of it later. Here he is again. Here he is. You're going to get him once more. Hello. This is your nosy news reporter in China. I'm here talking to my friend, Willy Fangu. Well, if he don't, I do. He's peddling hot fortune cookies. I opened up a few, and here they are. Confucius say, girl who... You must be Willy Fangu, I don't know. Confucius say, girl who die virgin, she get laid in coffin anyway. Girl who ride an airplane upside down, have big crack up. Don't feel self-conscious. Confucius say, girl who wear jockstrap have make-believe ballroom. Girl who can't stand parakeet just loves a cockatoo. So there you are. Willie wanted a nookie for his cookie, so I said, no can do, Willie Fongo to you. Goodbye from your nosy news reporter. Thank you. not to use my mom. Did you hear about the girl? Did you hear about this girl who said she was going to marry nobody but a king? Because she heard that all rulers must have 12 inches. Good luck to her, the judge is lucky. Hot nuts, hot nuts. You get them from the peanut man. Hot nuts, hot nuts. Get them while you can. Now there's a man against the wall. He ain't got no nuts at all. Hot nuts, hot nuts. You get them from the peanut man. Now there's a girl, she's dressed in black. She's got hot nuts and they're bound to crack. Hot nuts, hot nuts. You get them from the peanut man. Nuts, nuts, a red hot nuts. You buy them from the peanut man. Nuts, nuts, red hot nuts. Buy them while you can. If you're a man, be a man in full. Let your nuts hang down like a Jersey bull. A nuts, a red hot nuts. You buy them from the peanut man. There's a girl, she's dressed in red. She likes hot nuts on a feathered bed. Hot nuts, nuts. You buy them from the peanut man. Big nuts and small nuts. Get them from the peanut man. Round nuts and square nuts. Get them while you can. Some poor guy didn't know what to do. He found his nuts had split in two. A nuts, freakish nuts. Buy them from the peanut man. Italian nuts and Russian nuts. Buy them from the peanut man. Irish nuts and Chinese nuts. Buy them while you can. Fidel Castro is such a bore. He counted his nuts and they came to four. A nuts, a crazy nuts. Don't buy him from the peanut man. Now Khrushchev thinks he's got the last laugh, but he's only got one nut and a half. A lousy nuts, those Russian nuts. Don't buy them from the peanut man. That fellow back again, you know who he is. Hello, this is your nosy news reporter. I'm here at the What a Hole nudist camp. I was sent here to cover a story. When I arrived, they were having a masquerade party. And some big fat slob just backed in and came as a Parker House roll. Oh, a celebrity there. There, Fidel Castro, be it and all. It's... Oh, excuse me, Miss Lotta Blackbush. The way you were laying there, honey, I thought you were Fidel. Baby, you ought to get a shave. I thought I recognized someone, so I said to the woman next to me, isn't that Dick Brown? She said, it should be. It's been in the sun all summer. Well, kids, I came to one conclusion. As for the men... You can see they're nuts. And the women are cracked, too. They try to throw me out. They said I had my nose in everybody's business, big and small. You see, I'm a midget. Well, kids, all I can say is they'll never see me again at their What a Hole nudist camp. Goodbye from your nosy news reporter. Oh, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I must have caught cold. Ooh, I slept near a crack last night and she was a mess. She was kind of windy, too. In fact, I was in bed all day with 103. Sit down, another victim. Take your pants off, my dear. There he is, a muscle. How's your clean and jerk? There he is. See, he's a weightlifter over there. How's your wife's snatch? Fine, good. See, he really is. He's a weightlifter, and he has his painter jerk is 150, and his wife snatches 24. I don't know how you get them together, but I'll get in the middle of you somewhere. Well, here I was back to this little cough. I slept next to this crack, which I said was me with a woman. What's wrong with me? And I had this little fever, too. It was terrible. I was in bed with 103, and was it crowded? I was in bed with 103, and was it crowded? Laugh, you louses, you! Laugh! Out there. I threw out Tom. I threw out Harry, but I kept Dick. There's Dick. Stand up. Take a boot. All right, come on, Dick. Take up. There it is. Come on now. Quiet boy. You've been up all night. That's enough. We had enough of you, Dick. Well, that's all right. If it hung on your chin, you'd be lost, wouldn't you? Well, Mike, listen to this girl laugh here. What few women are tittering all over? They're a bunch of titters. That's what they are. They're cats. These women are a bunch of cats. That's why they named you after a pussy. You should hear the way this one chick spoke about her best girlfriend. The truth. You know what she told me? She said she was just the belle of the farmyard, and everybody gave her a bang. Sorry, I splashed. Some girls prefer parties, banquets, or dance halls. But when it comes to Kate, she'll take anything with balls. She'll play with one ball, two balls, sometimes she'll juggle three. How can she be so freaky? Gosh, I'm jealous as can be. If I could only play just like my girlfriend Kate, that's all I need to be a big success. Then I could have the joy Kate has with all the boys. I'm just an amateur, I must confess. I've seen her grab the balls from George and Paul. The way she moves her hips is so inspiring. They do it straight a while, then try another style. 69, it's gay. They've gone an hour without tiring. It got awfully hard on Dick when he showed me his big trick. The whole thing lies in correct position. Never get into a blurry. Keep together, don't you hurry. Like the soldier, always save your ammunition. If I could only do it like my girlfriend Kate, I'd try it with a tall and handsome lad. And if it really got too stiff, I'd just bite my upper lip and scream the way that Katie screams, oh, daddy. Last night, Dick showed me how to make a hole in one. It stayed right on the bottom. It was so much fun. He said, give my rod a grip. Now bend over, swing your hips. And before I gave two strokes, his ball shot off. I thought I'd choke. Now I am the champing golfer of his dreams. I love his niblick. I am the champing golfer of his dreams.
Coming in stronger, thank you. But I bet you miss your little balls and knockers, don't you? Huh? Well, you'll get your drink. Don't worry about your drinks there, honey. What do you think? What are you drinking? What's the type drink is? No, no, that's what you think. We got a panther down in the cellar. That's what you're drinking.
That's true.
But that is booze. To hell with the show. Let's go, kids, my dear. But don't you miss your little balls and knockers? You know those things that you beat out on the table?
Sure, you do.
But you know why? They're very convenient. All you need is just one hand to beat them out, and you can goose each other with the other. You dirty slut. Well, if it isn't my French piano player over here, I want you to meet him. Jacques Strop. Say hello to him. Aren't they wonderful? Sure, that's Hart, that's Bart, that's Martin, that's Fargo. You'll probably get... Well, you'll get wind of him later, darlings. On that breezy note,
I would like to clear up the air and read you some of my beautiful poems. We have this wonderful artist here now. I'm sure you've all heard of him. Carl Sandbag. Shall we give Carl Sandbag a hand? Carl is going to read for you a beautiful poem which he titled The Sissy Cat or the Castration of the Feline.
Oh.
It should never happen to your husband, dear. The Sissy Cat. I must have absolute quiet during this number. I'm going through the change of life and I'm getting the flashes now. Quiet. On the 14th floor of a walk-up flat, there I kept an alley cat. Each evening when he would howl and hiss, I'd take him out so he could play. Like you. But he grew up fast and he developed a yen. No sooner was he in, he was out again. But I hated to spoil his fun, but I knew what must be done. Clip. So I spoke to the cat as he staggered home with a torn ear and a worn-out bone. She's wise to everything, a worn-out bone, clip, everything. Wonderful. I said, is it worth it for that little bit of to yowl around till neighbors call a cop? Is it worth it for that little bit of to have 500 kittens call you pop? This night stuffed kitty is a habit. My God, you should have been born a rabbit. But that's one idea I'm going to nip right in the bud. Clip. Crash. My God, what a pair. When he sat down, he said, hell, I've been robbed. As usual, he went out that night, but he staggered right home to bed. And the look on his face was a sketch as he said, woo, woo, I feel so... I'm only acting this part. Woo, woo, I feel so queer. Do you like my alterations? Whoops, my dear. Once I had so many girlfriends, I didn't know where I was at. But since the change of scenery, all the pussycats holler... Scat, not now, meow, there comes the sissy cat. Ah, now you've gone and done it, I'm just a social suicide. Even one of my tough buddies asked me to be his bride, and I almost said yes. Ah, you've made a wreck of me, of that there are no ifs, ands, or buts. What wouldn't I give for just a couple of goober's nuts?
You made me what I am today. I hope you're satisfied. I'm just a sissy. Shut up, you fresh you. I hope you're satisfied.
There's a girl, some girls out there. There they are, the Greekettes. Yeah, they are, the Europeanist sisters. These kids are terrific dancers. Honestly, they are. They do high kicks. They do back bends. They do splits and leave wet marks on the floor. Like little canoes and big canoes and all kinds of canishes. They get kind of sticky at times. And they leave their mark wherever they go. Which reminds me, I gotta go too. So I'm gonna leave you in the hands of... guess who? That's right. Here he is. Give him a hand. The nosy news reporter. This is your nosy news reporter in England. I'm here watching the changing of the guards. Boy, those guys have to stay stiff as a board for hours. Poor little old me. I find it hard staying stiff for 5 minutes. Are you having trouble with your old man, too? Haven't you heard of Lydia Pinkins? Oh, that's different, my dear. Well, it seems that all of a sudden, the guard walked up to one. The captain walked up. You see how I am? I'm shit. I'm hot for the guard. That's why, you see. I'm no joke. But the captain walked up to this guard and he said, "You twitched. What's the reason?" The guard said, "Well, sir, I was standing here perfectly still, minding my own business, when a squirrel ran up me right leg." Captain said, "That's when you twitched." He said, "No, sir." He said, 2 minutes later, another squirrel ran up me right leg. I got him up there. They're both up there, aren't they, up the right leg? But this squirrel wants to look one both legs, it's perfectly all right. So they went up both legs, and the captain said, "That's when you twitched." And the god said, "No, sir, but when I heard one squirrel say to the other, 'Shall we eat these nuts or store them?' I twitched." That guy's becoming a nuisance. I'm really going to lay for him. I mean, the next time he tries to get into the benefit of the hard-up old maid, you know. He's very fresh, that guy. You know, I was in Hollywood. That's the land of the fruit and nuts, where if you're not one, you're the other. And these two gay boys, they were both. They really were. They were both fruit and nuts. They decided to become bank bandits. It seems one said to the other one, "Listen, kitty, I'm tired of hustling those Greeks on Broadway for 25 cents apiece. Let's rob a bank." The other one said, "A glorious idea, Gloria. We'll go down to the corner and we'll rob that bank that's right down there." So out they went and they got down on the corner. And the big blonde said, "Now listen, kitty, you stay out here and you watch for me. Make sure that nothing happens. And don't go following sailors. We'll have lunch later." And it was terrible. So in goes the big blonde and walks up to the teller and says, "Stick your hands up, dearie. This is a holdup." A big 6'4" detective standing by overheard, grabbed the poor thing by the throat, choked him to death, and threw him on the floor. The one outside became nervous, walked in, said, "What's happening?" Walked over to the teller and said, "Did you see a big, beautiful blonde boy around here?" The teller said, "There he is, laying on the floor, dead." Nervous Nettie said, "Well, what happened to my friend?" The teller said, "He was just choked to death by a big dick." The other one said, "My, what a glorious way to die." You see what happened? That gay boy should have really listened to Dushina Pratt, the president of the Little Peter Fan Club. She was right. It certainly is. It's much better to be tickled to death than choked. Isn't that right, ladies? Ask me that question. And let me ask you a question, dear heart. I'd like to know why. Why do all you ladies always fall in love with lifeguards? Is it because they're acrobatic and they have a double joint or something? Is that it? They got you coming and going? Well, you know, this chick said to me she fell in love with this lifeguard because every time she wore a checkered bathing suit to the beach, every time she moved, he jumped her. That's me. But this is the real story. Piano player, will you give me a pisanissimo, please? Not all over me, you dirty slob. Thank you. She said, "Now I was to the seashore, last June I think it was, and there I met a lifeguard. I think his name was Buzz. He was built like a brick shipyard. What a devil with the women. He surely knew his game. Since my first swimming lesson, why, I haven't been the same. We started in a rowboat until we left the dock. Then he threw me in the water while I screamed and grabbed his hand. Then he wanted me to pull his oar, and I said, 'No, siree.' So he pinched me on my water wing till I yelled, 'Oh, let them be.' Then he gave me the breaststroke, and girls, it was divine. And did I enjoy his floating in the good old summertime. Then he laid me on a pile of sand, then made a silly crack. He said the way to learn to swim was laying on my back. He said, 'I'm gonna duck you.' And I misunderstood. Well, in spite of what I thought he said, I hoped he really would. Then he swam up underneath me and he goosed me off my feet. He thought he grabbed my buckle, but it was just seaweed. Of course, I can't remember what we did in the water, but I know I was well ducked when I had an altar.
And now I'm getting married, though it took a little urging. What will I tell my boyfriend when he finds that I'm no virgin? The hell with it, girls. I'll tell him the fish has got it. It's a herring anyway. That's what I told my boyfriend. Now I am a blushing bride. What? What? Listen, I did enough for you. Oh, a heckler. A master heckler. You know what the dictionary says about a heckler? A heckler is a baiter. I've already called you master. Poor jerk's having an affair with his left hand. Isn't that wonderful? He's a type guy, you know. He really goes to the men's room just to compare. How'd you make out? Did you wash your hands when you come out of the men's room? Did you? You did?
No.
How could you? You did? How the hell could you? There hasn't been water in there for 3 weeks. Go home now. You can't just complain. Did you ever run into one of these women whose conversation is always dominated by one of their bad habits? She usually talks in the form of idiom or cliche. For instance, this one girl I know, she's insane about smoking cigarettes. Cigarettes, that's all she wants. You'll always see in her mouth a long one, a short one, a fat one, a skinny one. No, she'll smoke anything, even horse seed. As we met on the street, she said to me, "Well, if it isn't the cool Mr. Cool. Have you heard the latest cigarette ash that's going on around town? It's this. Miss Kent was walking down Chesterfield Lane, and she met Mr. Paul Moore. So we took her to the Raleigh Hotel, and they got into the old gold bed, and guess what? He stuck his... I can't reach. Oh, every time I get to this fire, it just flips me because I want it. Then he stuck his king-size L&M into her big flip-top box. Well, my dear, if she doesn't look like a camel in 6 months, you can call her a lucky strike. And they said it couldn't be done. That man should have used a thinking man's filter on his... You know what's up front that counts. That's it, kids. That's it. Girls, girls, grab onto your boxes of cigarettes. There's a movie star in the house. Paul Hemroy. There he is. Paul, I've got to get some dirt. I've got to find out if Paul's working. Paul, are you doing anything? Do you have any jobs lined up?
Piles.
Piles? You should see Dr. Shrinkum. Cut it out. Cut them out yourself. You've got them. I haven't. Listen, if you won't give me any information about you, I'm just going to ask the nosy news reporter over here. He'll tell me everything. He's got his nose into everybody's business. I'd hate to see him stick his nose in your business. What a mess that would be. Here he is now, dear. Hello, this is your nosy news reporter on Broadway. You must get your seats for the wonderful new plays that are in town. And the authors are great, too. If you care for a sad tragedy, see The Great Rubber Failure by Ivor Child. And if you go in for the Greek classics, see The New Way by Eileen Back. Oh, it's a bitch on your back. And listen, that little lass from France, Bridget Bardot, is going to appear in The Anxious Woman by Pastor Period. And then do a mystery, The Hidden Hand by Ophelia Trott. Well, kids, oh, shut up, Anne. You've been there before yourself. And ladies, for you ladies who come in theater parties, we will give you a haircut on, we will give you a half cut on your box. Goodbye from your nosy news reporter. I'm proud to announce that there has been 5,000 candles and 400 big wicks dedicated to these poor, hard-up old maids. Isn't that wonderful? Yes. You gave the candle. You gave the candle, miss. He gave the wick. The girls are going to ride tonight. You know that. Even as you and I. Isn't that a sneaky way to get into a song title? When the song title actually is Paul borrowed from Peter. And Peter got sore.
And you can't do business with a saltpeter.
Never underestimate the workings of the mind. Believe it or not, gentlemen, this is what you may find. When it comes to women, the mind may be willing, but the body, ha ha, it just ain't able. Here's what happened to a muscle man who came from a Vic Fanny stable. Ah, fool there was. He met a belle. He took her to a smart hotel. He thought he was a real clever gink when he signed Mr. and Mrs. with pen and ink, then carelessly gave the clerk a wink. Well, even as you and I. They went up the hallway into their room. They were trying to act like bride and groom. She was Brooklyn's sexy belle, and he was all set to give her hell. When you're past 50, you never can tell, even as you and I. He got undressed, the door he did lock, stripped right down to the hair on his chest. He jumped in bed with love's desire. His body was burning, his brain was on fire. Then he found out he had a flat tire. A fool there was, he made a prayer for a rag of bone, a bigger pair. That sexy maid threw him out of the bed. She said, old man, start using your head. The bellboy will finish the job instead. Well, even as you and I. Well, they say for the rich it's always soft. As for me, I'd rather be poor and have it hard. Wouldn't you? Ease, then as you and I.
Those get very dramatic for you people now. Ladies and gentlemen, if you enjoyed my first album, please go out and tell your friends about it so they may go out and buy it also and enjoy it. If you didn't like it, go out and tell your enemies so they can buy it and get stuck too. But either way, the cash box will be working. And as one pimp said to the other, there's nothing more important than a working box. Goodbye, happy laughter, you dirty slob.